70 years ago Friday, an 11-month frenzied construction project went hot. It all happened in the remote southeast Washington desert. Scientists pulled the control rods out of the first full-scale nuclear reactor at the Hanford Nuclear Reservation. The startup of B Reactor is one of the key moments in the dawn of the atomic age. Correspondent Anna King has more.
Back in 44, the headlines this week talked about the presidential race between FDR and Dewey, the price of butter, and Prime Minister Churchill predicting World War II might stretch into 1945.
He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow.
There wasn't a breath of a mention of the Manhattan Project. Their goal? Make a nuclear bomb before the Germans. And even though they called the large-scale reactor at Hanford the B reactor,
it's first of the kind.
That's Maynard Plahuta. He's a retired federal manager at Hanford and is a president of the B Reactor Museum Association. The reactor made the plutonium that was used in the bomb that was dropped on Nagasaki in 1945.
You can read all kinds of books and histories and so on, why we should have or why we should not have dropped the bomb, but anyway, that was the war effort.
The B reactor muscled through to see part of the Cold War, then sat idle for decades. Now there's a push to make the site a national park. For the 70th anniversary, organizers are busing around 250 people past federal guards and gates for wine and music of the era, including these gals from the Mid-Columbia Master Singers.
Company B, a root, a toot, a tootie on a toot, he blows A to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't.
The event sold out in 3 days. I'm Anna King in Richland.
And the company jumps when he plays Reveille. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was some boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.